Okay, back on another edition of the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Best Western Clock Tower Inn, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Schnuck Wireless, and Denny Menhold Chevy Hummer. The Yellow Jackets get great news. They reached the pole and are looking good, inches away from an NCAA appearance, but there's some more soccer to be played, but it's out of the hands of the Yellow Jackets. We'll talk about that and the big win against Seattle Pacific right after this on the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Cunnamart Superstores, GM Petroleum, Farmers Insurance, and First Interstate Bank, and Dan McNally, the third-year coach of the Yellow Jackets. And Coach, huge win at home with Seattle Pacific. I guess, is it just the timing of the year, the timing of the situation? Biggest win ever in the program?
Oh, without question, it was a great win. It was a really difficult game. They're a good team, and they're very well coached. And unfortunately, on the day of the game, the gale force winds made it a very uncomfortable game for everyone concerned. But, you know, the second half, it was 0-0. We were playing against the wind, and it was strong, 20 mile per hour at least. But we did great, and we counter-attacked them, and we scored two good goals, and just a great win.
And you had to make adjustments because of the weather.
Yeah, we did. I was happy with the way we coached the game, myself and my assistant coach, Adam Spinelli. First half, we had the wind at our backs, and we thought, you know, this is our chance to score some goals. And we had all the possession, and we played two forwards, but we just couldn't get that goal. It was difficult. In the second half, we realised that we were going to be under pressure ourselves because we were fighting against the team and the wind. And we played an extra central midfield player and played only one centre forward. And we decided to counter-attack them. And I told the guys in the huddle before the second half, we're going to steal this game. And I was right.
It worked out, huh? In that situation, with the added elements to the weather, being at home even more important?
Yeah, I think it definitely was important because right now at the College of Technology, we're you know, hopefully going to build a new soccer facility, and right now it's not the greatest environment for a game. There's some construction work going on out there, and it is a difficult place to play, and for both teams though, but we've dealt with it very well, and we're very happy with what everyone in our department and at the school is proposing with our new facility, and we're looking forward to hopefully getting it next year.
Yellow Jackets Soccer Show brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, Who Hot Mongolian Grill, and Jackets and Company. And Coach, if you look back on the year, and of course it's not over yet, any surprises? You talked about it seems like you're right where you want to be at this time of the year. Maybe it would have been nice to be a little higher in that poll, but you know, the undefeated season at home, Sam Charles' offense, was it even more impressive? What's going to stick out about this season?
So many different things. It's been a fantastic season for us this year. I mean, it's been said many times that the program had never had a winning season before this year, and it's my third year, so I probably felt a little bit of pressure to succeed this year. You know, I've got a lot of confidence in my ability to coach at this level, but until you actually win, you always have doubts in your mind, you know. So it's been a great year for everyone concerned, no more than me. But, you know, the key to the year was I knew we'd built a very good defensive team over my first 2 years, and I knew we weren't going to concede goals. The key for this year was, could we score goals and break teams down and just score goals, basically, and that's what we've done. I mean, you know, Sam Charles' contribution to the season has been immense. He scored 19 goals in 16 games, and that's the kind of production of one of the best strikers in the country, which he is, and I've been telling him that since he first got here, and I knew he was, and I think now he believes it as well, and he's had a great season. But there has been a lot of people contributed to our success. Our defensive players have been fantastic. Our goalkeeper played great all season long. We've had good play in midfield, and it's just been a whole team effort. We've all really come together. We have a good team spirit, and we're a very difficult team to beat. right
and
now.
You just see, Dan McNally, head coach of the Yellow Jackets. It's a soccer show. And have you seen that confidence grow, just as you even mentioned, in your own self, where you know you can do it, but until it goes up on the board, I guess it sure helps contribute to, I guess, the egos or the success when there's something to prove and there's something, I guess, physical or legitimate about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got a lot of belief in myself as a coach, and I always have done, and I think I can succeed at this level. But until you actually succeed, you don't know if you can do it. I mean, you think you can do it, but there's no proof for anyone else to see. So this year's been great, and it's really put our program on the map in terms of in the region, and now I think nationally as well, we will become a respected program. And it's just been a great year, and not just myself in terms of winning. There's a lot of young players in the program that hadn't won at this level either, and now we've won, we have confidence, and we can take that forward into next year.
All right, on to the poll, Coach. Outside of being cautious, what were your first thoughts when you found out you hit the top four, where that's what takes to qualify? Unfortunately, these teams behind you have a few more games to be played. What were your thoughts finding out about the poll and the poll that you go by as you were in the top four?
Well, it was great. I mean, I was confident we were going to be in the top four, because I think our regional record speaks for itself. We've only lost two regional games, and now we've won 10 regional games, so 10-2-1 overall in the region. To me, that puts us in the top four. These things tend to be subjective, and there are politics, I believe, that get involved, but the bottom line is our record's 10-2-1, and the fifth place team in the poll is four regional losses, where we've only got two. So the way I see it is we deserve to be in the top four, and the poll that has just come out today doesn't actually include our win against Seattle Pacific. Once, I believe now, that win cements us in the top four, but I'm taking absolutely nothing for granted. This isn't unfortunately, the top four isn't selected on, it isn't determined on the field, it is actually determined by a group of coaches. So anything can happen, but I feel confident that we have a very good chance of making the national tournament, but you can't take anything for granted.
As far as the poll and your chances at your first ever NCAA bid, and we've talked about it now for a couple, 3 years, this game on Saturday at Great Falls, does it mean anything?
It does mean something. I'll go back. It doesn't mean anything in terms of the poll. It doesn't mean
anything.
Can't
hurt you?
I think it can hurt us, because if we end our season with a loss against Great Falls, I don't think that's good. And that's what I'm going to tell the players today in practice. We're on a roll. We've got a win on Saturday. And our mentality is always the same. We want to win every single game. And I think I don't think it's good for the team to end the season with a loss at Great Falls. I would be very disappointed, because even if we did make the tournament, we'd still have to mentally get over that loss. So I want a good performance against Great Falls. We respect them. They're working hard up there. It's the first year. But, you know, we have confidence all against anybody, and we'll have confidence on Saturday.
All right, Coach, just final thoughts on, I guess, with the home record 8-0, you're done. You probably knew that was going to be needed to get to this NCAA tournament if you get there. And secondly, even you brought the offense as any Sam Charles, the 19 goals. Did you expect that many?
No, I didn't expect 19. I set Sam a target of between 10 and 15 goals for this season, you know. So he's exceeded my expectations in terms of the number of goals he scored, but he hasn't exceeded my expectations in terms of his play. I expect him to play that well, because he's got a lot of talent. But I think one of the keys this year, and I hope it gets noticed in the all conference voting and all that stuff, but Scott Dixon has got 9 or 10 assists. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know it's 9 or 10. And last year, our top assist player had 3. So as a freshman, he's come in and he's missed 6 games out of the season, and he's tripled the total of best assists from last year. So that was a big improvement to our squad as well.
And finally, Chris Cornish gets on the board. You played the game. How cool is it to perform and score a goal when you have family there?
Oh, it was fantastic for Chris. It was it's unbelievable, really, because Chris will laugh when he hears this, but he knows he's not a good finisher. He gets a lot of hassle from the guys in practice. He can't score a goal in practice to save his life, and he's never scored for us on the field. And that's not to take away from his overall game, because he's been absolutely outstanding this year. He's been one of our best players easily. But he's not known for his finishing, but for him to score his first goal for us against Seattle Pacific in front of his parents over from England was a great moment, and he celebrated it like it was the World Cup final, but, you know, so did I.
Okay, Coach, go get Great Falls, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
The Yellow Jackets Soccer Show will wrap it up right after we come back. Our thanks to Perkins, RBC Dane Rauscher, and Sign Pro. Wrapping up another edition of the Soccer Show right after this.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the Clock Tower.
Another edition of the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show in the books. Our thanks to St. Vincent Healthcare, Stockman Bank, and United Building Centers. The Yellow Jackets on their way and inches away from reality and from a long, hard-working goal of reaching the NCAAs. They got Great Falls on Saturday on the road. They complete their season. Grand Canyon in Western Washington, a couple of teams to watch behind them in the poll out of the top four teams as Sonoma, Seattle, and also Dominion Hills up there with the MSUB Yellow Jackets, top four in the nation, the top four qualifying the far West region poll, but a lot of soccer to be played. Jackets take care of their part on the weekend at Great Falls, and then wait for around November 5th for that final poll. So until next time, for Dan McNally, Pat Bolden for the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.